higher cumulative burden of viral and bacterial pathogens may increase the risk of stroke, but the contribution of parasitic infections in relation to cumulative pathogen burden and risk of stroke has rarely been examined. I'm Carmen Nave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Brad Pearce from Emory University, who's the author of the article Viral and Parasitic Pathogen Burden and the Association with Stroke in Population-Based Cohort. Their group aimed to estimate the association of multiple persistent viral and parasitic infections with stroke in a representative sample of adults in the United States.
Brad Pearce, I'm an associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology at the Rollins School of Public Health in Atlanta. And my training is actually in neuroscience, but I work quite a bit in epidemiology and pathophysiology of diseases affecting the brain over several years.
What does serological evidence of prior infection mean?
Well, in this particular study, we measured immunoglobulins, or actually they were measured already in this cohort, to infectious agents, to several infectious agents. So what we're really looking at is the serology, that is the IgGG, rather than the presence of the agent itself. And that's important because it's an indicator that at some point the person was infected, but isn't necessarily, you know, in an active or acute phase of the infection at the time when the blood was drawn. So what we're really looking at is IgG antibody as an indicator of prior exposure and infection with these agents.
What does what viral and parasitic pathogens were you looking at in this particular study, and how did it differ from other studies?
Well, to take the second question first, the most prior studies have looked at bacterial pathogens such as chlamydia or H. pylori, and some viral infections, particularly herpes viruses, CMV, HSV1, HSV2. So in this particular study, we looked at CMV, which is a herpes virus, but also looked at hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and these parasitic infections, Toxoplasma gondii and Toxocara. So relatively few studies, in fact, very few studies have looked at parasitic infections in addition to the common viral infections.
What was the inclusion criteria of the subjects for the study, and what was the sample size?
Well, in this study, we used data that was already existing from a large cohort called the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, or NHANES, as we call it for short. And so the inclusion criteria were available data from the NHANES data source on serology for these pathogens, as well as data on self-reported stroke. So ultimately, we were able to gain data on about 13,900 people. So it's a relatively large sample size.
Wow, that's amazing. I imagine a lot of strokeologists wouldn't really have had much experience with the NHANES study 3. Could you give us a little bit of background on it, just to link us into stroke?
The NHANES study was a large study in the United States to gain information about the U.S. population's health. And it was administered to individuals across the broad geographic areas, as well as broad ethnic and racial backgrounds, by using a mobile examination centers. So they took blood samples, as evident from this study, but in addition, they did a number of other examinations, physical health examinations, including a substantial medical history that included of self-reported history of a stroke.
So going back to your study, were your models age-adjusted?
Yeah, that's actually a critical point, the age adjustment, because as you might imagine, the incidence of stroke increases as you get older. And in addition, the exposure to these infections becomes more common. Essentially, the longer you're on the planet, the more likely you are to be exposed to one or more of these infections. So in a sense, it's very important that we adjusted for age, because both those factors are related to stroke. So all the main analysis were age-adjusted.
And in terms of your study, what evidence led you to examine this relationship between the pathogens and virus, etc., and stroke?
Well, several other investigators have looked at either acute infections or, in some cases, infection burden, as we have done here, and the relationship to stroke. And the concepts are that infections may cause either a low-grade or inflammation or perhaps cause abnormalities in adhesion molecules that might destabilize atherosclerotic plaques or perhaps promote coagulation. So the concepts have been laid out well before we initiated this study, but those were some of the driving forces. What hadn't been looked at previously, at least not to an extensive degree, is the potential of these parasitic infections, which are, at least for toxoplasma, is chronic. Once you become infected with toxoplasma, you generally are infected for life. And so very few studies have examined these parasitic infections, which may also induce a chronic inflammatory state.
But I understand this was actually looked at in the Framingham, but the results were null. Do you want to explain why that was?
Well, the Framingham actually looked at a different set of infections overall. Rather, the only infection essentially that we have in common between our study and the Framingham study is cytomegalovirus. But they looked mainly at H. pylori and chlamydia. So it's a different set of infections, but perhaps the biggest difference is the age issue that we mentioned before. They primarily studied an older group of individuals. The mean age was about 69. And importantly in our study, we looked at everyone that was over age 20. And importantly as well, we found that really the main effect that we saw with these infections and stroke risk was mainly in the younger individuals, that is, those from 20 to 59. So in some sense, even if we'd studied the same infections or if they'd had studied the same infections as we did, they may not have found an association, because the association we found was mainly in younger individuals.
And so just sort of going straight to the bottom line, what was the viral and parasitic burden associated with stroke in the cohort that you actually looked at?
Well, the bottom line is that the more infections that you had among these, that is CMV, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, T. gondii, and toxocara, the more infections you had, the increased likelihood that you would have had experienced a stroke. And we were able to adjust pretty extensively for other factors that might be correlated with stroke and with these infections. And despite really extensive adjustment, we still found that, especially in that younger group, that people had about a twofold odds of having a stroke if they had a large number of these infections, that is four or five of these infections, compared to those that had zero or one. So the cumulative burden of these infections was associated with stroke, despite adjustment for many of the other factors, traditional risk factors for stroke.
So just a final question, what do you suggest for future studies?
Well, future studies, one, we'd like to look at different subtypes of stroke. That wasn't really possible in this cohort, but that would be one possibility, to look at different subtypes, you know, hemorrhagic versus ischemic, etc. The other possibility is to try to look at additional biomarkers that might be correlated with these infections and with stroke, and a sort of another path would be to look at some of the pathophysiological relationships, for example, via autopsy studies, where you could look at where these infections were located, whether they were chronic, non-chronic, etc., and perhaps even animal models.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Brad Pearce from Emory University. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.